This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Titanic at the California Symphony. It's your chance right now to win tickets to see San Francisco Symphony Films. Titanic. It's the title, the whole thing.
No, I got you.
You know, like a little dash in there.
Well done. Really good job.
Yeah. Thanks. Just text the word front, F-R-O-N-T. To our contest line, 20357. Take the word front, text it to 20357. That is all. That's your entire part of this. And then boom, just then, you know, keep checking your phone. It'll sound so much better than this. It's going to sound like, you know, is it the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra? Amazing.
You really announce things well.
Oh, thanks, Finn. You know,
good announcing out of you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like you're a pro. Yeah. Yeah. Like well, somebody pays you for this.
If you get paid for it, you're automatically a pro, right? Is that it? Whether you're any good at it or not, you're a pro if someone pays you to do it. Anyway, back to this. San Francisco Symphony Films, Titanic. April 4th, Davie Symphony Hall. Go get your tickets or win some right now. Text FRONT to 20357. And we're doing this again tomorrow, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do it all week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Friends. It was a show. I loved Friends. I thought it was a charming, fun little show. It was like a weekly sitcom soap opera. Like, oh, the love. Oh, the funny jokes. Could you be more enchanting? Everyone there on the Friends. And John and I still play, you know, someone told you it was gonna be this way.
The Rembrandts,
yeah. Which, by the way, they just wrote the theme song. It was so big that they were like, okay, well, we'll finish that song and we'll make it we'll put it on the radio. All we really needed, it turned out, was, you know, the first little bit. I'll be there for you.
If you're young, you wouldn't know, but that was the biggest show on television for, I don't know. I mean, it was on and wasn't a huge hit right away, but it became the biggest show on television for like what?
10 years. I don't know. 9 years.
It's had a huge renaissance though with young people, like college-age kids.
You can stream it all, right?
Oh yeah, they're
great.
When I do my, you know, my kids introduce themselves at the beginning of every semester at the Academy of Art University where I teach.
Ding ding, Shan.
Big fan of Friends. See that all the time now.
Oh well,
yeah,
goodness.
I saw it early days and thought it was lame, and then later watched it with a girlfriend that watched it regularly, and it was the repeats really. By then, And
it was surprised
how damn good it was. Like, oh my God, it's funny.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. They found legs for this thing.
In its own way, it was part of a huge television heyday because that must-see TV thing, that Thursday night lineup that they had on NBC, Friends was at 8, Seinfeld was at 9, and then they would put a show in, but they wanted to launch a new show, it would run at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of them was like the single guy, which never went anywhere. But they would keep slotting shows in because they knew you were going to be watching and watching the promos for. And then why wouldn't you want to just stay through to Seinfeld? So they would slot
it in there.
It's a
great head start to have an automatic audience.
Right. Yeah. So Dharma and Greg started that way. I'm not positive. So Friends. We all love Friends. Rest in peace, Matthew Perry. Right after Friends ended, the first person on that show to get another show was Joey.
How you doing?
Thank you. Well, look at you. So fast. He got a Friends spinoff called Joey. Mm-hmm. Not only did it only last 2 seasons, Americans didn't even see the second season. Like, it was a complete disaster. The first episode, 18 million people tuned in. Yes.
How you doing?
I would like more of how I'm doing. And by the end of the first season, like, no one was watching it. Drea De Mateo played his sister. He moved to L.A. like he was going to be a soap opera guy. His character, Joey Tribbiani.
Got a gig.
Yeah. Matt LeBlanc plays Joey. He gets a gig. The first 2 episodes now have been posted to the official Friends YouTube channel. I don't know if this means that eventually you're going to get them all or even if you'd want them. But till this point, there was no way to see them, which I think is... In this day and age where you can find anything, it's so like, oh, that's interesting. So let's see. There's a few people here. Oh, Jennifer Coolidge who was still Stifler's mom only.
Mm-hmm.
She played Joey's agent.
How you doing?
Yeah, I don't remember her at all in that. I think I was one of the people who watched one episode and went, no, I don't need that.
I would say that I found the Joey character extremely likable by the end of that series.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff that happened between him and Chandler was pretty all-time great TV.
Yeah.
Like they were, you know, best buddies and, you know, little dumb adventures.
Oh my God. Them as roommates was adorable.
But that's the problem. You lost with the new cast that sort of what you expected out of that character, and it didn't catch. Oh well.
The best thing he ever did, in my humble opinion, and I don't know all the stuff he's done. I don't know if he's been on other shows. Maybe he tried 50 times, 50 different sitcoms, but he did a show called Episodes.
That was so good.
That is one of the best shows I've ever seen. I think there's only 2 seasons of it.
No, there might be 4. There's
however many there are, I've watched them all.
Yeah, they were great.
I think it might have been a Showtime show or something.
Yeah.
So it was about these two English writers, a man, they were a husband and wife team, and they had a hit show in the UK, and Hollywood says, you guys get over here, let's do a version of that here in America.
Mm.
So they go over and they're gonna do this thing, and we've got Matt LeBlanc. It's, you know, he's playing himself. We've got Matt LeBlanc. He's going to play the lead character in your show. And they're all, that makes no sense, but okay. So it's about his relationship it's mostly about these two writers, but he's like, there are some of the funniest things I've ever seen him do, playing himself. It's a pretty genius show. I don't know where you can, let me see where you can stream it.
Let's see, episodes.
And you have to be careful when you search for it, because episodes is such a commonly used word in the TV. You have to actually like put it in quotes or say what you need. Hold on. Where can I stream it? I'm looking at Prime Video. Hulu, it says you can watch it.
Yeah, that's where I found too.
Looks like maybe Paramount Plus too. Yeah. And Apple TV. Oh my God, it's everywhere. Episodes is the name of this. If you've ever thought to yourself, geez, I wish that Joey had done something fun when he left the show. He did. It's called Episodes. Really good. Oh, The Comeback. That was a Lisa Kudrow show.
How'd that go?
That is a great show. That, I think, is 2 or 3 seasons. You ever watch that?
I've watched every episode of that as well, and she was brilliant.
She was brilliant in that. Like, these are, you know, these are characters that she doesn't play anybody from Friends or anything. She doesn't play herself. She is playing
an older actress, though.
She's playing an actress who was on a hit show for years and years, and now she's coming back as, like, the aunt of this group of, like, they're almost, like, doing another Friends show, and she's, like, the aunt that comes in, and I did not need to see that! But she's also doing a reality show at the same time. Like, they've got cameras all around the house. So it's sort of, her show is going to be her comeback show, but she's a star on this other show, and this was going to be her. It's
hard to understand.
Yes, but really, really good.
But it's not hard to understand that person is that character that people love. Mm-hmm. And when you try to do something different, you sometimes can't.
Right. Jen Aniston, she, I would say her best work post, she's done some fun movies like Bad Bosses or whatever that was called. Dirty Bosses?
Bad.
Terrible Bosses? Horrible Bosses. Horrible Bosses. Something. Bad Bosses. It's the morning show. She's she's so good on the morning show.
You know, in theory, I'd say that as famous as she got for Rachel, Rachel's not a super likable character.
Mm-mm. Kind of spoiled.
It made sense that she might have been able to move on from that without people like being, oh, we want Rachel the same way they wanted Joey. You know what I mean? Yeah. Except that it didn't work for Ross.
Ross, yeah.
Was not a likable character either. And he didn't launch into anything worthwhile after that either.
Yeah, you'd see him in a few things. And I remember him in the O.J. Simpson trial reenactment
thing. He was good in that.
Thing. Yeah, it's not that he was bad, but
Night at the Museum. Wasn't that him?
I don't know.
Mm. Either way.
Even Chandler, like, I liked
no,
that.
No, it wasn't him. I'm sorry.
It was like something like Studio 59 on the Sunset Strip or something.
Yep. He had a couple shows that could have made it and didn't.
Right. But never attained that. Even, look, I think the the Matt LeBlanc episode show and the Lisa Kudrow, the comeback show, were both as good in their own way as like a Friends or like those were great shows, but they came nowhere near the kind of success. Like I had to explain the shows to you, know,
it's like, you cannot hope to have that big of a hit immediately after that.
Anyway,
you just can't.
The bottom line of this story is if you always thought to yourself, gee, I really wish I could go back and watch the Matt LeBlanc spinoff of Joey from Friends. Well, two episodes of that are posted on the official Friends YouTube channel. I do not know if more will follow. It is the first time any episodes have been available since the show went off the air 20 plus years ago. Actually, let's see, 2004 to 2006, which by the way, the premiere episode, 18.6 million people went. I would love more Friends. I would love Joey to continue that. The audience dropped quickly. Season 2 ended with 8 episodes that never aired.
Whoa.
So they just went, nah. That's done. So there's all these episodes that are cut and done. 2 full seasons. Maybe we'll get them someday.
They might even be good.
They might be.
But the disappointment from it not being the Joey that everyone remembered with Chandler still there.
Right.
It's like, I get it. Right after, people went, I need that.
Yeah.
Not
if it could have been Joey and Chandler, both like, let's do it. Let's take a chance in LA. But he was marrying Monica. So we couldn't, you know, that was all. That was happening. The Monica... She did a, I hear about this one show she did called, I think it's called The Dirt. I mean, she did all the Scream movies too. But she did a show called The Dirt that is apparently, it's like set in Hollywood. I've never watched it, but I'll see someone talking about how that's her best work and it's filthy. It's, you know, dirty. It's right there. The Dirty, The Dirt. You seeing it?
Yeah, see, it's just called, it looks like just Dirt. It's just called Dirt. Yeah.
Mm.
Never heard.
Well, there you go. If you're looking to do a deep dive on Friends, you've come to the right place.
Jennifer Aniston was also on that.
Oh, it's on The Dirt?
Yeah.
Or on Dirt?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh. What about, was Lisa Kudrow ever on there?
I don't see her on here anywhere.
Phoebe. This is fun, I think. I mean, maybe it's fun. It was a big disappointment for a lot of people, but it's still fun. So Selena Gomez... They're hyping their big album. She and her fiance, Benny Blanco, did an album together.
Okay.
And she's selling things to commemorate it. She kicked off 12 days of really rare stuff to celebrate the upcoming album. It's called I Said I Love You First. As part of the promo, she's selling a personal sentimental item each day. And I don't know what all the items will be, but I do know that I think on the first day it was a purse. And on the second day, it was the B ring that Benny gave her. And it is the ring, apparently. It's worth about $3,000. It has a B. I have a picture of it if you'd like to come see. It's a B that's encrusted with diamonds and a wraparound band that ends in another diamond underneath. And you can see it on her hand. She's like, in some of her Instagram posts, it's up there. And
the B is for Benny.
For Benny. He gave her a Benny ring. So because it's the 12, oh, the 12 days.
An avocado.
Exactly.
Thanks.
I have an idea. I'm going to sell a bunch of stuff to commemorate our love. So I don't know if everything on this list is going to be $12, but she was like, I will sell this ring. It's today's special item. It's $12 and it's up for grabs.
And it's the ring he gave her. That's supposed to mean something a lot more than you shouldn't sell that.
Well, listen, I said, I love you first. This is important. This is big. We're promoting our record. We're going to make buku bucks off of this. You can get me another version of this with every stone is 5 carats. So she sells it for $12. Unfortunately, $12 was the price. 12 days of really rare stuff. It's a $12 thing. Like, you can own my beautiful ring that signifies my love. So there's a glitch on this website and she sold it to like thousands of people, but there's only the one. So I guess she's got to write each one of them an I'm sorry note. She has to write an apology letter to each one of them. Multiple fans added it to their bag, checked right out. We're like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then she had to say, oops, sorry, I only sold it to one person.
Question.
Yes, dear.
She's just selling these? She's not like trying to raise money for charity or anything? She
is just promotion. Just she wants selling. To have something to post on her Instagram, I guess. Today's very rare item is this. Today, tomorrow's is this.
So she's just on OfferUp or something like that?
I don't know.
Facebook sales.
Truly
she's
on
Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, she's on Facebook Marketplace.
That and the
check
$15.
Me out on Nextdoor.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying, though, is you're saying it's a glitch.
Yes, she's on some website where...
I'm guessing it's operator error, but okay. Most of these things
that
are...
When she put that up there, she did something stupid. In, like, they ask you, how many do you have in your inventory? And instead of putting in one, she put in 1 million. So it looks like there are 10 more days of this or something like that. Maybe the third item is up today because this ends on the date of the album's release, which I think is next Friday, March 21st.
Would you ever buy anything from her?
For $12, a $3,000 thing? Yeah, I'd buy that.
I wouldn't buy
it. I mean, I feel like I wouldn't like want to fight anybody for it. But if I saw that she was selling a $3,000 ring for $12, I would say, yes, I will buy that. And I will be auctioning that off because I will be able to get way more than $12 for this.
Ah, so you see...
I see dollar signs.
Profit.
Yeah.
Got it.
Well, if you know it's a $3,000 ring that you just paid $12 for, and you only kind of like Selena Gomez, wouldn't you be like, you know, let's see what I can get for this on the open market? Hello, eBay.
Well, I know, the one. There are people absolutely who either go steal stuff and sell it online or buy something and flip it for a bigger profit.
Sure.
Hey, I'll talk this guy down and then I'll sell it for more. And even if it's a whatever, $200 profit. That's $200.
$200 in your pocket.
Okay.
Everybody looking to make a buck, Vin.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she accidentally sold her diamond B ring to a bunch of people who I'm sure were very understanding. Okay, this story it's sad, I think. Although the person in question is not saying it's sad. Dawn Robinson.
Dawn?
Dawn. Dawn Robinson.
Dawn.
D-A-W-N.
Dawn.
Dawn. Not John. Dawn. Dawn Robinson is a singer from En Vogue. Now, I read this story and I went, okay, I'm going to look up her net worth. I need to know.
Why? Do I hear sad music? Because
it's
or
sad.
Is that just in
it's
my
sad.
Head? Oh, it's really sad. Okay. Mm-hmm.
She's not dead or anything.
Oh, it's real sad.
Well.
Not really.
I mean, she's in En Vogue. You'd think that those guys would all be all set, right? Yes, Vinny, your hands up.
Can you sing on Vogue,
what
as
man,
you say?
What a man, what a man, what a mighty good man, a mighty, mighty good man.
That's not in Vogue.
Be colorblind or ain't around her.
Hold on to your love.
Oh, I don't know
got
that
to
one.
Hold on.
Okay, I don't know on Vogue.
Free
all.
Your mind Vogue. And the rest will follow.
Yep,
on Vogue,
right.
E-N, on Vogue. Right?
I always said En Vogue.
N, yeah, En Vogue. On Vogue? En Vogue. En Vogue?
It doesn't matter.
You know, it really doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
They clearly don't have any hits.
Yeah.
They do have some hits.
Any of the stuff you just said, none.
I'll play them if I could.
Dawn Robinson from En Vogue currently lives in her car. But she's saying it's a good thing. For the past 3 years, she says she's doing something called car life. She was living with her mom in Las Vegas in 2020. And then the pandemic starts and things were getting apparently pretty tense between them. So her manager's like, come back to LA. We'll put you up in a hotel until we can find you a place to live. 8 months later, she's still there in the hotel. And she
has their manager get them a place to live?
Somebody from En Vogue. I don't know. I do not know.
Like, your manager manages your business, not your life.
She had no business. I looked her up online. It ranges from her net worth is $10,000 to $500,000. Although
I told you they didn't have any hits.
No, they have hits. Maybe she just didn't write them. It's all about publishing.
Good point.
So she's living with her mom. She moves back to LA. She's in a hotel. She says she's fed up with it, but I don't know. If your other option is living in your car, maybe you don't. She said she started researching car life, which is apparently a thing. And for the past 3 years, she's been living car life. And she posts on, she's clearly got a place to charge her phone. She has only e-bills, I guess. So she's paying for a phone and the service. She says she doesn't want your pity. She's been living in her car for 3 years. She says, it's not woe is me. I'm learning about who I am. I'm learning myself as a person, as a woman. Do you have any audio from this?
Yeah, here's a little bit of audio from her announcement.
And I'd like to start this episode with a quote from Brené Brown. It's, I think, B-R-E-N-E.
Brené Brown.
Brené, thank you.
Who's Brené Brown?
She's a TED talker, a podcaster, and someone who's out there in the world putting things on Instagram that other people steal and call their own.
Oh.
Like all those quotes that she's out there with.
Yeah.
People will go, oh, I better repost that.
Oh, these are the people who like the inspirational post. So yes. Is she like a self-helper or something?
Yeah, and in recovery, I can't tell you how many times.
Say her name again.
Brené.
Brené Brown.
Brené Brown.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's hear the quote from Brené Brown, which is being said by Dawn Robinson from En Vogue.
Right.
Brené Brown.
Brené said, being vulnerable is not a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of courage because you show up not knowing the outcome. You show up not knowing the reaction people are going to have and what they're going to feel about it or how you're going to be judged. You guys, for the past almost three years, I have been living in my car. I said it. Oh my God, it's out.
Oh.
I've been living in my car. Oh my gosh.
That's such a dangerous way to live.
Well, there's
so dangerous.
I had my hand up, but you didn't see it.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I wanted to ask, there are different cars in the world. So is she like reclining her front seat and just sleeping there? Or is she
in a van or something?
Like there's a lot of people where I live in those Sprinter vans.
Oh, those things can be tricked
They're
out. Very nice.
The scourge of the planet because they pull into a neighborhood and go, I live here now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't pay property tax and I'm, right over here outside your window. But I don't.
Is this happening at your house?
It happens all over the coastline. Mm. All over the coast.
Does this happen near your beach place?
It's happened near my other place as well.
Oh.
These vans, I go live in your van, but you need to go to a campsite.
Mm.
You can't park in people's neighborhoods out in front of their house and be like, I live here now too.
I love this neighborhood.
You're not welcome.
Okay, I'll move down the street a little ways.
It's not welcome. So it's a big problem, but I understand there's a lot of people who do this. They say to themselves, you know what? I can be transient. I don't mind. It's cheaper. All I need is to have a gym membership. So that's where I shower.
Yeah.
And then I have internet. And that's how I do whatever I'm doing. And then I park wherever I want.
What do we know about her car?
I couldn't.
That's a great question.
I couldn't tell from the video because she is sitting in a car, but she put like a black background behind her a little bit. So you couldn't tell
so
she was
maybe
in her car.
She doesn't want you to see her bed.
Yeah.
Because she had been doing videos before this announcement and in the same spot. So yeah.
Well, I mean, this is the first we're hearing of this, so I'll try and find more on it as time goes on. I'm interested in how many followers does she have? Why does she have to live in her car? Why is there nothing that she can do to earn some money to get, or maybe she doesn't care. She's like, I'm totally fine with this.
Here's a couple of the texts that have come in.
All right.
800-400-3697. Oh my God, Brené, Bren Brown.
No, Bren. Bren Brown. Brené.
She's quoting her. Wow. Okay. Oh my God, Brené Brown is amazing. She's a vulnerability and shame researcher and is absolutely amazing.
Oh.
415 says, Dawn Robinson friended me on Instagram years ago. She suddenly disappeared, so I always wondered what happened to her. 408 says, what a man features on En Vogue with Salt and Pepper.
Oh, you were right.
415 says, Dawn got kicked out of En Vogue for feuding with the record label because she wanted to continue to be the lead singer.
Oh.
She was the best of the four singers.
Oh.
How could she be poor? En Vogue was just at Marin County Fair last year.
I wonder if it was without her.
Might be.
Yeah, if she got kicked out of the band, and the other girls were like, yeah, we can handle the vocals.
Yeah, I don't think they're rolling in the money on the fair circuit, though.
408 says...
I know, that doesn't say much.
Vinny,
mm-hmm.
My favorite. How dare you say En Vogue has no hits? Ask your wife's opinion about them. Oh. And then she says, LOL. Or he, I don't know. But
you should ask Christina. I bet she loves En Vogue.
Well, I was surprised when I asked her about hyphy rap and...
Oh, but Mac she didn't Drake, know, right?
She had no idea. Mm. And she is someone, she doesn't do it at work because she understands work, you know, life and you have other coworkers. But when she's at home, she blasts gangster rap while she's working.
Oh my God, fun.
So, and I shouldn't even use the term gangster rap, but it's Biggie, it's Tupac, it's NWA. Bless it.
I can't concentrate with blasting music.
That's how she thinks straight, especially if she's putting together presentations.
All right, go ahead.
No, I was pointing up to the sign that we are way over time.
I thought you were trying to tell me.
But we're not done with Dawn.
Yeah, we're still talking about Dawn.
Dawn?
All right, what's going on, Vinny?
Oh, so much stuff after these.
This bracket season, FanDuel is letting you make the call. Because right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's 200 extra bucks to bet on everything from clutch shots to last second heartbreaks and even who's cutting down the nets. If you've been waiting to join, there's no better time. There's tourney action almost every day, and FanDuel has amazing bet types like spreads, totals, game props, and so much more. So visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and get in on the college hoops action all tourney long. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro. And I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge, and now I am so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Just going to keep on dancing. Don't try and stop me. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, win contests, and get our show's full podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special.
Oh, I love that.
Get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special. 6 to 10 a.m., the best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice.
Nice.
Real quick before we get started, Maddie, you better defend Oakland's finest En Vogue, or En Vogue, depending on who's talking around here, from Vinny. Shame on him for not knowing En Vogue. I know who En Vogue is.
Yeah, he's heard of them. He just
I don't listen to dance music. It's not really my thing. I mean, I can name you Testament, Exodus, you know, those East Bay bands. Do you know Machine Head? No, you don't, because you don't listen to my kind of music. But and I can't name. Chris, by the way, Christina said, yes, I like En Vogue. I said, name me a song. And she left me on read.
Oh.
So, but she does have a job and things to do. So she may just be busy.
Well, Free Your Mind's probably the biggest hit, right?
Yeah. Hold on.
You don't have to defend En Vogue from me. I'm not anti.
You're not attacking.
I just don't. I'm not a disco dancer. And I bet you there's people in Oakland going, Oakland's finest?
Yeah, I wouldn't say the finest.
Yeah, I mean, Green Day's.
Everybody knows MC Hammer is Oakland's finest.
Oh, Green Day is Oakland's finest. What are you talking about?
Yeah, hello.
Anyway, back to the stuffs.
Yeah.
Rain should be stopping at some point here later this morning. Right now, the city it's already stopped, but I realize the Bay Area is far flung.
It is a large area. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really hard to define the actual boundaries of it.
Mm-hmm. Microclimates, man.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
So it should, though, dry up for a little while this afternoon, and that's good news, but there's also a continuing storm pattern rolling through. So
one after the other.
More rain on the way.
Stack.
Mm-hmm. 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 By the way, we just finished with Pink Pony Club. I wasn't even going to do this story, but there she is, Chapel Roan. Mm-hmm. The Pink Pony Club is on fire. Not the Chapel Roan song. There's an actual strip club with the name in Tampa. And some derelict set the place on fire.
Oh.
The Pink Pony Club.
That's horrible.
Early yesterday morning, police in Florida arrested a 29-year-old man named Arvin Solomanpour.
Wow.
Solomanpour. Mm. He freaked out in the vacant Pink Pony Club. Oh, boy, that's sad. An empty strip club.
That is sad.
I mean, then those girls are dancing for no one.
Oh, you're saying it wasn't closed. It was just empty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm.
They say he went in, fired gunshots, and then set the place on fire. The police were called. When they got there, he was dragging brush into the burning building to keep it, like, more kindling.
Is this Chapel Roan related?
Only in that the name of the club is Pink Pony Club.
But he wasn't like, man, if I have to hear that song one more time. No. This is more like his girlfriend works at that club and he's pissed off about it.
I truly wasn't going to do the story because it is just dark. It's just someone lost their you know what and they're going to jail. Arvin has been hit with arson, shooting within a building, gun possession, battery on a police officer, felony criminal mischief. They're still investigating why he did this, and I'm going to guess the why is not possible.
Well, yeah. I'm just going to say, since he got arrested, I have not seen the All Chapel Roan all the time text coming in, so maybe that's the same guy.
Well. The All Chapel Roan all the time texts are pretty constant.
They work every day.
Never stopping.
So.
Do you sneak over here and look at these?
No, I've heard you guys talk about it so many times.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, you know...
Remember when Maddie was throwing the text up for a while? I was like, geez, that person who loves Chapel Roan's really up there every day. Remember that we would be scrolling
There's a lot, yes. And it's fine. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
It's a text machine.
No, yeah, right. You can text us anything you want, anytime.
I mean, try to be nice. We're human beings.
Can we get photos? On text?
No. Oh, okay. We used to, but then we got a new program. And it doesn't do that anymore, and it also doesn't file them in any kind of orderly fashion.
It's not a single. If you type more than one line of text, it gets broken up into three different places.
But still text us.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. All the time. Oh, we love it. Just, you know, word economy. Keep it all in one text.
Word economy. By the way, speaking of text, we got a lot of texts from people here in the city writing in either for or against the closing down of the Great Highway.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what to say to you in terms of, you know, some people are super against it and others are absolutely all for it. Only people in San Francisco could have voted on that.
Yeah,
so.
That wouldn't have been up for the whole Bay Area to vote on. That would be a local issue that, Sanford, you should really be mad at your neighbors, not us.
And I am only reporting that Friday is the last day for cars on the Great Highway.
It's Friday.
There is a new lawsuit hoping to bring the cars back. So this will all get sorted out, you know, in the way it should be.
No more driving on the Great Highway. It's closed. They're making a park. It's going to be great.
Well, I don't know how much damage they've taken on here in San Francisco. I know that spot in South OB, right before you start to head up the hill towards Pacifica, that place got nuked by storms and is a parking lot dropping into the sea, as I mentioned.
Oh.
I'm also dealing with that in where I usually go surfing. A lot of places just, it's the big storms, the big tides, and they're wreaking havoc. Yeah.
Shorelines, they really do get battered.
Yeah. Let's see. I didn't mention yet again, but I will. St. Patrick's Day Parade is happening on Saturday here in downtown San Francisco. The best cities for St. Patrick's Day, by the way. There's a reason for me doing this. Of course, number one is Boston.
Boston.
Do you enjoy St. Patrick's Day when you were a Bostonian?
Yes.
You ripped it up.
Well, we were all Irish there, so it's... You know, well, not all of us, I guess, but down there on the South Shore. Oh, yeah. Everybody has that Irish grandmother.
The 10 best cities for St. Patrick's Day in 2025. Boston, Reno.
Reno? Why Reno?
Savannah. I don't know.
Savannah?
Savannah, Georgia.
What is happening here?
And at number four, the fourth best city in America for St. Patrick's Day, Santa Rosa, California.
No, John, we got to go up to Santa Rosa.
It's beautiful there.
Like a little slice.
Congratulations, Santa Rosa, for making
Santa Rosa. What do they do?
I
was thinking Chicago. They dye the river green, for God's sake.
Chicago came in at 6, and Worcester, Mass. Came in at 5.
Oh.
But Santa Rosa.
What's going on in Santa Rosa?
New York.
We got to find out.
Comes in after Chicago. Henderson, Nevada.
Two in Nevada. Reno and Henderson is just outside of Las Vegas, right?
That's what they say. Just outside of Vegas.
It's like a bedroom community for the people who work at the casinos.
Oh, is that right?
That's what I hear. I don't know.
I don't know Nevada. I mean, I used to, when I was first starting in radio,
y'all
started doing mornings, and then The lady that I was doing them with, she was a midday girl and was like, I never want to wake up like this. She hated it.
Mm. Well, it sucks.
She'd come in and be like, I do not. Anyway, I got moved to nights to learn how to work the equipment so I would be useful as a DJ. Mm. And I remember hearing Art Bell broadcast from Pahrump.
Pahrump, Nevada.
Yeah.
Nevada.
And that's
sorry.
What I know of. There's
anything
Vegas,
other than, right, sure.
And there's this dude, I think he's passed away now, but he used to broadcast in the middle of the night about...
It's like aliens, conspiracy theories.
That show was huge. I worked for Westwood One, and I mean, like 500, 600 affiliates played that show. It was on everywhere.
Mm. He's just an old guy sitting in Pahrump, Nevada, smoking his ciggies and doing conspiracy theories.
All right, we're moving on. We're going to talk about Little Green Men. Little green ladies.
Back to St. Patty's Day. Henderson, Nevada, Buffalo, New York, and Pittsburgh round out your top 10. But hey, you don't need to go to any. Number four is Santa Rosa. We're coming for you, Santa Rosa.
Can someone in Santa Rosa please text us, what do you guys do there that puts you at number four on a list of major cities? The best places to celebrate. St. Patrick's Day specifically. 800-400-3697. What's up, Santa Rosa?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. What about Dublin?
And Dublin!
For St. Patrick's Day's festivities, they say there's a big parade. It's a big thing.
Mm.
Dublin in the East Bay has a great St. Patrick's Day festival.
And they're named Dublin.
Yeah, Dublin.
Hello.
And Dublin.
And Dublin. How did Santa Rosa beat and Dublin?
My boy Nico goes, what's the deal with Dublin? Randomly, like he's Trina's kid. He's Mm-mm. over because that's my wife's best friend. And what is the deal with Dublin? I'm like, huh? He goes, you guys always yell, and Dublin. I went,
it was like it was a tile place, right? Or a granite place.
Yeah, it was all natural stone.
Oh, right.
And Dublin.
And it was on all these different places. And then I think like one time we left off Dublin and Yuzette yells, and Dublin! From the other room. And we all, that was it. That was now forevermore and Dublin.
And Dublin.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome, and Dublin. We put you on the map.
Anyway, I got asked that out of context and was like, huh?
What are you talking about? It's a place in Ireland? I don't know. What's the question?
I don't know what. Oh.
And Dublin.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, is it time already? Apple is using Metallica to make us care about Apple Vision Pro. Interesting.
Right. Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Tell us at
97.3.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.